Hi Steve, welcome to the new episode of Stories and Stanza, and we are here to discuss about the writing process. Thanks for joining us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, first, thank you for having me on. I just want to make sure I'm getting your name correctly. It's Obro?
Yes, that's correct, yes. Thank you.
Good.
So because it's written as A's, and that's how my mother tongue uses pronunciation. A's are pronounced as O's, and it has been a lifetime of pain telling people what's the proper pronunciation.
Question, northern or southern India?
Eastern India.
Oh, eastern?
Yeah.
Oh, I know the food is good. So.
You did it perfectly, yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm a writer and a poet from Canada. I live in Ontario, near Ottawa. I have 3 published books, and I generally do the vast majority of my daily writing on Twitter. Outside of that, there's not really a lot to tell about me. It's
right.
Relatively so, mundane.
So is it like you write on short pieces and then you stitch them together to make something bigger?
Not generally. I keep most of my pieces very short.
Okay.
I'll do the odd long piece. But I find the impact is stronger on a short piece than it is on a long piece. And a long epic poem is great, don't get me wrong, but I think you can get the feeling out in 4 short stanzas.
Yeah. And is it poetry that you generally write?
I write a lot of poetry. I do have a novel out and a novella as well.
Right.
And I'm working on another novel. But on a day-to-day basis, I generally try and put out a couple of poems every day.
That's fantastic. And can you... So in this podcast, I'm just trying to understand about the creative process of people where they can come and share their stories. Do you want to share any experience, like when you started writing or what inspired you to get into the world of writing?
I guess I've always tended to lean towards the creative side of life. I believe my first poem was probably in the 5th grade. And the only reason I ever remember it is because I used the word obelisk.
Right.
It's a relatively, you don't see obelisk used very often.
Yes.
So I started then, I didn't do a whole lot for a while. And then I wrote as a teenager a fair bit, you know, teen angst and all. And then, as a young adult, I ran into some trouble, and I stopped writing for a long time. I started again a few years ago, and I got good feedback. A lot of positive response, so I just stayed on from there.
And when you published, did you self-publish, or did you go through an agency? How did you do it?
So for the books, they're all self-published. I have been published in a couple of different separate publications where I've submitted, but honestly, at my age, I'm getting near 50, so I don't have time to wait. When I have the words, I want them out there. I don't plan on getting rich with this. It's just a bit of a passion of mine, so I would rather have the words out there before I pass.
This is something I hear from self-published authors, and I am self-published myself. So, what they say is like publishing is the easy part, but doing these promotions and marketing, that kind of takes the soul out of an author. Do you feel that?
Marketing is difficult. I mean, right now, if you look, it's sort of the double-edged sword of being able to self-publish, is that you can self-publish, and so can everyone else. So there's millions and millions of books out there right now, and some of them are great, and some of them are not. It just, how do I say this? Basically, it's difficult to stand out. You have to do everything you can. I personally would recommend, if you're going to publish yourself, do it as if you were doing it professionally through a large publishing house. Pay for your cover, get an editor. I don't so much edit for the poetry as much, because it's really hard to edit poetry. It seems kind of pointless in my idea. But for the novels, absolutely pay for an editor, and for regardless, always get a decent cover. Have pride in your work. If you're not, we're not getting rich on it. If you're one of the, 0.00001% who managed to get big, it's great. But for the rest of us, it's there to get our words heard.
I mean, I came across a very interesting discussion recently, as in with all these AI tools and stuff, like people are using AI-based book covers, whereas I always go back to a watercolor artist, and I give the person an idea that this is how this is why I've written the book, and can you come up with something? And I take that idea and make it into my cover. But people are saying that if you can use AI, why don't you do that? And some other people say that if you get AI to do your cover, then who is going to read your book? I mean, give that human touch into that.
I have seen your covers. I did check your link, and they're beautiful covers. For me, I have three covers that I've done, either paid for or done myself. I purchased one that was pre-done, but I had it, tied to the story that I was telling. And the other two were my idea and the help of a friend. And honestly, I can't advocate using AI. A, you're taking work away from somebody who could use it. B, there's no soul to it. If you're gonna have an AI cover, then you might as well have AI words. I am very anti-AI. There are instances where it could be used, but not creatively to me. I've used it for cover letters, for applications for jobs, but for actual creative work, no.
That is, I guess, an awareness as well, for everyone to follow. I think that some people get too competitive, in this publication world, and then they do whatever they need to get their work out there. So I definitely agree. I don't think that AI should have a space in the creative side of things, or else that's all that will be left. There will be no soul to it.
Absolutely. I mean, and if you're in the cookie cr or cookie cutter genre. If you're just writing the same book over and over again, I guess, but even then, where's your touch? Where are you? Especially at this early stage of AI. I mean, AI is still very early. You're going to have your own quirks, and if you pick up a novel from someone that is someone that you read on a regular basis, they have their own particular style. AI won't have that.
Yes. Coming to the genre, I have a very important question there. Like I see people, they have defined their genre as in, oh, I am in the fantasy domain, or I'm doing mystery or whatever, and then they stick to that, and they each are like a sort of a vertical thing between in the whole creative space. It feels very divided that, oh, okay, I am there, I'll only read this, I'll only support this. Have you noticed that, like, between writers? I'll tell you where I'm coming from, because I helped a friend publish this year, and when that book got out, we were trying to, tell people that it's a collection of short stories. And not many people liked it, saying it, oh, it doesn't fit into this genre, it doesn't fit into that. And we realized that everyone is very divided into these categories, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, if you're going to write, you shouldn't be writing with a thought that I need to write into this genre. The words that come out of you should be your story. If it happens to be a horror or a fantasy or doesn't matter what, it should be your story. Not predetermined by a set of rules that someone else dictates. I'm gonna get probably a little bit of shit for this, but I had an argument with some people about the fan or the romance genre, and they told me that no, to be considered a romance author, you have to have a happily ever after ending, or at least some direction of that. And my words, bullshit. Your story is your story. If you're writing to a template, you aren't creating.
That's
You're writing an essay. You're writing something that someone else told you have to do. And I don't agree with that. That's not a creative. That's not being creative. That is trying to make money. And I was lambasted. I was told, no, you are not. You will be, if you were to write something like that and call it romance, that you would be laughed out of the genre. And it just, I couldn't understand that.
No, I understand that from you. I find it somewhat disturbing as well that, you have to be, like, if you're writing, it has to fit into what is there in the market, sort of. And that's how mostly happens with all the movies. Like, they have a set pattern, and it's like the story is manufactured into it. That's not creativity.
Absolutely. It's a recipe.
Exactly.
It's no longer your own personal recipe. Now it's you're following somebody else's recipe, and it makes no sense to me. Your biggest authors out there will step outside of their comfort zone. Your Stephen Kings, he will write things that are not specific to the horror genre. Despite the fact that he is the biggest horror author, probably whoever lived, bar maybe Poe. So, to be good and to be great, you can't follow someone else's stipulations, I don't think.
Absolutely. I wanted to hear about your writing goals, as in, do you set? I see a lot of people said, oh, I need to write these many words, this is my writing goal, and or maybe I want to release 2 books per year, from 1 book per year. Do you go with any objective like that, or do you write freely on your own?
I absolutely freely. There are authors out there who put out, was it Faulkner? No. Who was that only did the one or two novels in his life, and he's considered one of the greats. I can't put that on me. If I put that kind of stress on me, I would give up. I have, I try and write something every day. It doesn't have to be part of a novel. It can be a poem. It could be a very short blurb. I try and write something, because the only way to write is to write. But to say, well, I need to have 2 novels out this year. Well, life happens. We all have our battles and our personal issues, and there's no, last year I had a horrible year, and so far this year hasn't been much better. And if I dictated that I needed to have this done, I would just dig myself a deeper hole. And I don't think it's wise to do that for yourself. Some
Exactly.
people work great on it. I'm sure it works for some people. I'm not gonna dig those that say, I want to have this much done a year. Great. But for me, no.
I mean, I noticed that, like, there is this, people say, oh, these are my number of words, and they scare me, to be honest. Like, oh, how can they achieve this? Like, I have a day job.
Well, I'm gonna say this right now, and this will probably piss some people off, but I've seen a lot of people say, "I wrote 2,000 words today. I wrote 2,500 words today. I wrote 4,000 words today." They don't have a single novel published. Are you writing the words? The goal is to get your words out there. It isn't to compete and show everybody I can do this. That's pointless to me. That's bear with me. That's look at how big my penis is. That's essentially what it is. And it's pointless to me. I mean, I've sat down in a day, and the max I've ever done is about 2,500 words. And that was on a deadline that, okay, I need to have this done today. Generally, you write what comes comfortably. And to brag about how many words you did, is what it is. Are the words good? I could write 10,000 words in a day and they could be all garbage.
Yes. I mean, I started writing in Medium for some time. I mean, I still want to write there. I met a few interesting writers on that platform, but
Actually, I'm on Medium.
you are? Okay.
Yeah,
So,
I haven't written anything in a couple months, but I am there.
yes, and what I noticed is that since there is a little bit of money involved, and I know that changed towards the end of last year, people just get so competitive over each other. Like, oh, I need to get this many followers, oh, I need to get this many reads, etc. But when they do that, it's like, oh, to get more money, I should write like more fluff pieces, which is this big, and then there is no quality of writing, and that,
No.
That
No, I completely agree with you. If you're writing for money, are you doing? And because on Medium, once again, almost no one in the world who publishes their work is getting enough money to make a living, let alone getting rich. I mean, just to live day by day. It's rare, very rare. So to just put out just tripe, why? Why? Just have pride in your words. I don't think I'm the greatest poet who ever lived. I don't think I'm the greatest writer, but I'm proud of the words I write because I think they have my heart in them. I think that they are as well done as I can do. I don't fluff them. I don't add a bunch of excessive, unnecessary garbage. I just write because I love to write.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the heart of writing, isn't it? Yeah.
In any creative process, I mean, you could pump out 10,000 paintings a year. If they don't have your heart in them, then what's the point?
And see, ever since you have been publishing and all, so have you had like readers reach out to you personally saying that they liked your work or they didn't like your work? Has that happened for you?
Yeah, I've had good feedback, especially on social media.
Yeah.
That seems to be my biggest Kickstarter. And granted, I use, a combination of images and I don't go purely writing all the time. I put jokes up. I put, just little things. And I've had. Actually, considering the size of my sales, I've had really good feedback. I mean, I've had a lot of people say, this novel stuck with me. This novel, I read it start to finish in a day, and I didn't want it to end. Or your poetry touched my heart. It touched my soul. It made me feel things that I normally can't feel. And that's what makes me happy.
That's beautiful.
I've had a lot of luck lately. I've sold a lot of signed copies. I put a little ad up. I had some author copies I'd been planning on using on a signing that I never got around to the signing, so I just put it out there. I have a bunch of copies. I'd love to sign them and sell them off. And I've gotten rid of all of them except for two. And everybody that's received a copy has been, I love it. Thank you.
That's
And
beautiful.
thank them.
So it kind of shows that like you need to engage with your followers and with the readers, so to speak. Because I mean, I guess we have been following each other for a while, but you were recommended to me by someone who read your book, and then I approached you. So I think
Yeah.
I found that very interesting.
Yeah, I believe she was actually somebody that got a signed copy. Yeah, really, really nice person. I won't mention her name in case she doesn't want it publicly on air, but yeah, no, I was very honored. That touched me.
That's great. I want to hear your interpretation of the creative process affecting mental health, or do you think that mental health affects creative process in today's complicated world? What's your view on that? Have you encountered anything that you'd like to share?
Okay, so nature versus nurture is essentially what you're you're asking.
Yes.
I believe that what's in our heart and what's in our head is what comes out. I can't, I mean, I've written the darkest of pieces and in days where I felt all right. And conversely, generally, I usually will write how I feel, not write myself into a feeling. It's very rare. I can write something that is light and beautiful. And generally, that's because that's how I feel. It's rare for me to write myself into something. I can feed off of it, off of what I write. If I'm feeling dark and I write, I can write myself darker. But I can't come from a positive light and write something dark that makes me feel darker.
We are coming towards the end of the session. Would you have any advice for new writers or someone who wants to publish but they're holding back?
All right, first thing, write. Just write. Because it's great to talk about writing. And I'm the first one to be guilty of this, is that I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and then I never get around to it. But if you're not writing the words are never gonna be there. So write. Take pride in it, obviously. I mentioned that before. Treat it like it's your baby. Put the money into it. Put your pride into it. Put your time into it. And if it gets reception, great. And if it doesn't, you can be proud of it, regardless. You don't have to be affirmed by others. That's my opinion anyway.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that, Steve. So, and I wanted you to read something from what you have written, something that you're really proud of, because that would be a nice way to end this discussion. Would you have anything in mind that you'd like to read?
Sure. I kind of veered away from anything I've done recently because they're all very short, and then we'd be walking out of here in about 15 seconds. I wrote something a while back. It's a bit long, and it's just a. I did it maybe 5 or 10 minutes, but it flows nicely for me.
Well, let's
I
put it
don't
then.
stick. I don't go strictly for rhyming poetry. I do both, but this one's a rhyming poem. So if you want to hear it, let
Yeah,
me know.
definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I don't have a title for that. I rarely title anything because I don't think it's really necessary. Else I'm lazy.
No, it happens to me all the time. I do not title my
Okay.
writings and find it difficult to, if I have to give it a name later.
Yeah. Okay, so let me start. Dines on dreams, his outlook bleak, while flesh is strong, the soul is weak. Not so unique, a numbered name, for every day now feels the same. He plays the game from puppet strings, the dream now done, a nightmare sings. The song it brings is out of tune. Perhaps it's time, too late, too soon. No happy boon, nor plastic smiles. Trapped in machine, he turns the dials. Away he whiles his final days, no rainbow skies, just blacks and grays. No sunshine reigns, for Saul is gone, puts out his eyes, becomes withdrawn. A simple pawn, no bishop, king, now out of moves, he winds the string, to watch it swing in his mind's eye, thinks to himself, we almost die. Why even try? He ties the knot, and eyes abeam, he's found the spot. The rope draws taut, the fibers tight, around his neck, he bids good night.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, that was lovely to hear something you've written, and the effect it creates is really nice. So once again, thank you for joining me for this podcast, and you're my first guest, so it's always good to.
I'm quite honored.
Thank you.
Quite honored.
And yeah,
let's
see what people think about this episode, and maybe we can do it again some other time.
We can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So far away from each other, and we are doing something creative that is very, very interesting. Okay.
True. Yeah.
So I'll stop the recording, and I think you will also have to do that, and it'll record, it'll upload that in the cloud, and then I'll merge those two and publish, right?
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Will do.
Fantastic. Thank you so much once again. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.